regular session. Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Bid recommendations for transport truck.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid number 201505-306. A request from Roland Bridge to put out a bid for a transport truck for our transfer station. This bid was requested by Roland Bridge. I released it on June the 4th. On May the 23rd, and it closed on June the 24th, last week and a half ago. We opened responses from four different transport truck vendors. Mr. Hayes took possession of all four of those responses and began the phase of a very thorough review. A request was made for a recommendation on your agenda, and that was approved for this morning, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes now to explain those responses and make his recommendation.
Basically, we reviewed all the bids, and the low bidder, Summit Truck Group, in reviewing it, and they also bid last year when we purchased a new transport truck, and their price is quite a bit different, so I question that, but they had special pricing, and they were really eager to get our business. But we also asked them to bring a truck to show to us, one similar, or close to similar to what they bid, for at least David to look at, or his drivers, to make sure they were happy with that particular truck. And in reviewing the bid responses, everything in there pretty much complies. There's a few little differences. Most of them are actually better than our spec. One of them in there, that switch, it says on the spreadsheet it doesn't comply. That's actually, they do have that switch that turns a radiator fan and everything on. Gives the guy control. So that was a mistake on the vendor's part of what he had in his bid. So they do, and we did see that this morning when we reviewed the truck. So my recommendation is going to go with the low bidder of Summit Truck Group for the transport truck for a total cost of $118,456.
So you guys saw the truck?
Yes, we saw a truck similar, pretty much as close as he could get to what he's actually bidding here. And David got a chance to look at it.
Because they're all pretty close. David, is that the truck you want?
Well, I like Peterbilt trucks. We have three of them now, but Summit is coming in lower.
What brand is the Summit truck?
International.
It's an international
brand. It's less than $3,000 difference.
It's right at $3,000, and he would prefer a Peterbilt. That's what we have doing the job right now.
Is it going to help with parts and different things as far as being able to utilize the same parts, and our mechanics going to have to do anything different?
That part is going to be one different truck in the fleet. We run into that with our dump trucks also. We've got three or four different varieties of dump trucks. In that case, I mean, it's not comparable to what we're using now as far as parts and wheel sizes, other things. They're running the same engine, same transmission. Basically, the things that would be different would just be items in the cab, but basically same engine as Peterbilt's running, same engine as the only difference the Western Star, the other would be a Detroit. This has a Cummins in it, same transmission. Cab and hood and everything's going to all be international. So.
We have any problems with anything on the Peterbilt? Why don't we go with the Peterbilt then? On a $120,000 item, $3,000 is not that big of a difference. To stick with something that we know that we know is good and that we, if that's what they want.
That's what he would prefer.
He's the one that drives them. He would know, wouldn't he?
I don't drive them. They drive them. I mean, they're on the road with them every day. So,
Danny, what do you think?
I totally agree with the Peterbilt.
Mike, do you have any thoughts?
How does the, I mean, our we have mechanics there that can service these Peterbilt?
These, keep in mind, these are also going to be covered under warranty as far as bumper to bumper for 5 years, 200,000. We've got different trucks on the job. We do have road and bridge trucks. We have an International. We have a Sterling of road tractors. We have a Mack. And basically, but as far as a transfer station, basically they got three Peterbilts that they had for several years, and several miles on them. We've got one that's close to 700,000, one that's over 500,000, and then of course the newer one.
These are on the Peterbilts that you have.
These are on the Peterbilts. That's we're hauling trash every day. But these trucks are set up and designed for road use versus what I use on road and bridge is more construction. The trucks are designed a little different. They're designed to move heavy equipment. They're a lot rougher riding. They're shorter trucks. They do the job. You can get the trash there and back, but the better truck designed for highway use is, and that's what we spec'd out, and that's what these trucks comply with.
I would concur with Peterbilt's.
Mr. Erickson, you got anything?
No. This is entirely up to Road and Bridge. Obviously, they know all the details. I know, dealing from a vendor standpoint, there's a vendor here that I think really went out of his way to try to participate in this because he was really out there in left fields previous years. That's the only thing I'm sensitive about, you know, because I have to explain to the vendors why they didn't get the bid when they're the low bidder. And obviously, if it makes sense for us to have consistent equipment with consistent parts and services, then that's justification enough, obviously. So I can do that.
I don't drive them, so I don't know anything about them.
I don't either.
But I trust Mr. Stone.
I told him earlier what my recommendation based on what I see here and the cost. So basically, I told him we'll just bring it to you guys and show you everything and the spreadsheets, and but what he would prefer would be staying with Peterbilt.
David, what's the best option?
Like I said, I'm just going by what we've got. That truck you brought down is one nice truck. It's got the same kind of motor that we got last year.
Why do you want to stick with the Peterbilt then? You got to help me out here.
Well, like I say, Randy, I'm talking about the International that they've got. It's not the same truck that they did. Truck's not near the truck.
The one they brought down?
The one they brought down is a totally different truck
than what we were bidding on.
The difference between the road and bridge, road tractors, and these.
What did they bring down to show us?
They brought down a highway road tractor.
Okay.
That's basically designed to do just what we're spec now.
But the truck, do we have an International now?
Road and bridge does.
It's shorter. Okay. It horsepower, it's comparable, but it's shorter. It's got a heavier
gear
axle.
Difference.
It's designed for moving heavy equipment. It's not designed for this type of work. So So you spec out your vehicle to what you primarily going to be using it for. So.
David, I need more than I like Peterbilt. Move to award bid number 201505-306 to Summit for a total of $118,456.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
You want more discussion?
I can't have any more discussion other than the fact that it's not just lacking a different brand. It's the matter of fact that we use that truck line and have had no problems with it. And then other trucks that we've had, not naming any names, but have had constant breakdowns, or we've had them constantly up there getting them worked on while we needed to have them in use, and we haven't had any problems with the Peterbilt. And that's my point on the $3,000. We can have something tied up for just a day or two, and we lose that more than that.
Lose $10,000.
Yeah. Right. So that's...
But I want to hear that from Randy and David.
Yeah. Past history, just recently, I think earlier in the year, we'd had one issue with the one Peterbilt and got it repaired, but that was down long term. Everything else has been a minor problem.
Which is common.
It's going to happen. We've had that happen in our...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What'd you say, Mr. Stahl?
The small stuff's going to happen to anybody.
Any truck.
Like you're going out and buying a pickup. We buy two pickups off the lot the same, and yours break down and mine won't.
That's because you take better care of than Mike. That's the difference.
We've strived to get better warranties on these to cover them out to a farther length of time, and which is going to help us accordingly, because all of these vendors have to meet new emissions, so there's changes to all these all the time, and a lot of these things get very expensive when we have to do repairs.
David, if you think the truck is worth a try, the old boy has went out of his way to try to make the bid. As they said before, he has always been high, but he's come down and tried to make the bid. If you think it's quality equal, I don't care to go with it, but I just my hesitancy on this whole issue was the fact that we have the others and haven't had any problems with them. So
you say the same transmission
or different transmission?
I think they all run an Eaton 18 speed transmission. The engines, he bid the same engine as the Peterbilt. The rear suspension will be an International, but that's all.
What about the radiator setup that we had problems with on some of the other trucks?
I don't think we'll have that issue on this. I mean,
okay.
We had that issue horribly with the Sterlings, and it's all how they were designed, and we still have that occasionally. So,
yeah. But
that's one thing we were looking at is it needs a big heavy radiator in there is what they're doing on these loads. So. But like I say, I don't drive them. He runs that and his drivers.
You good with it, David?
I can drive anything.
The only advantage there is the saving of dollars on the next bid. That's the only advantage that there is to this situation, is
he
saving.
He keeps having the next bids. He just keeps having them.
Yeah.
Because it keeps growing.
Yeah. Mr. Haas.
I'm willing to go ahead and vote for that other one after the discussions.
So you're seconding?
It's already been seconded.
It's already been seconded.
Okay. And we're talking about the Summit? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
We have the next on the agenda, independent audit presentation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Indy Marmaget. I'm a shareholder with KPM CPAs, and we have completed our audits of the county for the year ended December 31st, 2014. And what I'd like to do this morning is go over the results of the audits with the commission, as well as talk briefly about the financial highlights for this past year, as well as our recommendations for the county. The first audit that we conducted was an audit of the county's financial statements. And I'm pleased to report to the commission that we have given the county an unmodified or clean opinion on its financial statements, which is the best opinion that you can receive. The general fund for this past year had total receipts of $15.7 million, and that's up $2.5 million from a year ago. And that's due to the fact that the county received additional grant monies this past year. The grant monies this year was $2.6 million compared to only $450,000 in the prior year. The general fund's tax revenues were up $280,000 over the prior year, which represents a 4% increase in tax revenues. Total disbursements for the general fund was $15.2 million, and that's up $3.8 million. So overall, the disbursements exceeded the receipts by $1.5 million. And after a transfer in, the overall decrease in the general fund balance was $1.3 million, which brought the general fund balance down from $9.8 million to start the year to $8.5 million at the end of the year. Even though the fund balance decreased, the general fund still has a very good reserve. If you compare that fund balance of $8.5 million to the disbursement of $15.2 million, that represents over 50% reserve or more than 6 months reserve. So that's a very good reserve for the general fund. The road and bridge fund had an increase of $1.1 million and ended the year at $11.5 million. Law enforcement sales tax fund had an increase of $1.3 million. And that's due to a transfer into the fund of $1.2 million. And the law enforcement sales tax fund ended the year at $1.4 million. The sewer sales tax fund had a decrease of $1.6 million and ended the year at $23.6 million. And overall, for all the county funds, there was a decrease of $552,000, which brought the fund balance down from $46.9 million to $46.3 million at the end of the year. We are required to report to the commission during our audit of the financial statements if we noted any material weaknesses in your internal controls. We're also required to report if we noted any noncompliance with any laws, regulations, contracts, or grants that impact the financial statements. And I'm pleased to report to the commission for the first time that we've done the audit of the county, we did not have any findings to report. So I would like to commend the county for that. We did conduct another audit. It was an audit of compliance with the county's major federal grant programs, and I'm pleased to report to the commission that the county has received an unmodified or clean opinion on its compliance with its federal programs. Again, the best opinion that you can receive. We did have some recommendations for the county. The first one we had was signature on checks. Most of the county's checks do now require two signatures on them, although there's a couple accounts that still don't. So we recommend the county continue pursuing to make sure that all checks have two signatures. Number two, new bank accounts. The county does not have a written policy on procedures for opening new bank accounts, which should include the approval or notification of the commission, as well as the county auditor's office, so that proper accounting can be set up for those new accounts. So we recommend the commission set up a written policy for opening new accounts. Number three, contingency accounts. During our audit, we noted that the county was coding actual disbursements to contingency line items. Contingency expense codes are utilized in the budget process to prevent funds from exceeding budgetary authorizations. However, actual disbursements should be coded to the proper descriptive expense code. Number four, continuing disclosure requirements. This is a recommendation that's been going in all of our audit reports, as most of the governments in the state of Missouri have not been complying with what's called the continuing disclosure requirements of its debt issues. And so this is just a reminder of those responsibilities and to make sure that the county is complying with that. Number five, credit card logs. During our audit, we noted that offices assign credit cards in individuals' names. However, these cards are given to other employees in the offices without utilizing a log to sign in and sign out the credit cards. And that's important to know so that for purchases that are made, you know who had possession of those cards when the purchase was made. Number six, purchase orders. Currently, the county's purchase order system does not allow for dollar amounts for quoted prices or bid amounts to be entered on the purchase order. This ability would allow the county to match up quoted prices and bid amounts to invoices prior to the payment of the invoice. This would help prevent the overpayment of goods and services to vendors. So we recommend that the county modify its purchase order system to allow for that. Number seven, supporting information. During our audit, we noted the Senior Services Board did not always send backup information for payment requests. The county should require supporting information for any amounts to be paid on behalf of the Senior Services Board to ensure only proper expenditures are being paid and prevent the overpayment of goods and services. Number eight, federal grant compliance. This is also something that's going in all of our audits this year. The federal government has issued what's called a new Omni Circular, which changes how governments must comply with federal grants. So we're recommending that the county, anybody that's responsible for ensuring the county complies with grants, receive training on these new requirements. And finally, number nine, accounts payable and payroll. During our audit, we know that the county has segregated accounts payable and payroll functions from the auditor's office, which does provide better segregation of duties and better monitoring of accounts payable and payroll. However, state statutes, our understanding of the state statutes that these responsibilities are the responsibility of the county clerk. So we recommend that the county consider moving accounts payable and payroll to the clerk's office when feasible. And that's all I had to go over this morning. Is there any questions from the commission on anything that I've covered?
I don't believe so.
Right. If not, I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here today, and I want to thank all the county's employees who helped us during our audit. Everyone here at the county was very professional and helpful to me and my staff, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back down.
Vote to approve it, because I didn't have an email. I think I sent you that. So if you don't mind, vote to approve it.
Move to accept and approve the 2014
audit report.
Audit report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, Rick. Again, thanks for coming back down to visit with this public.
Thank you.
Contract between Taney County and Virtual Concepts Incorporated. Yeah. We've got a contract with Virtual Management Concepts Incorporated. Looks like Mr. Cotty has signed off.
He had mentioned about having her put a cap of $4,500 on that contract. I don't know if it was.
guys reviewed this? Have you looked, you seen this?
Yeah, I looked at it last week.
So what do you need, an approval for the contract, right?
Would you like to explain what it is for us a little bit, please?
It's our, they take care of our Mass 90 accounting system, and so it is, Sharon Seiler, we always contact her if we have any issues with the system, so it's on our Mass 90 and our reporting.
She also helps create the reports that's needed,
yes,
in order to do different things?
Yes. And really anything we're going to purchase this year, I don't see that it will be anything to purchase, but it would just be if the system would go down, then we would need to utilize her. So
we just need
to pray and hope it doesn't happen. If bad weather and something would hit it, that would be the only thing. But right now, I don't foresee any big expenses going to be incurred.
With Mr. Dixon putting in the new, or helping us provide the new backup, has that helped out with a lot of those issues we were having?
I guess so. It has helps. It's been going well.
Okay.
So,
knock on wood.
Yeah.
This is real wood. We'll knock on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is. Is the cap in there for the $3,500? Are you saying Mr. Cotty said we should? Or
45.
Well,
45.
No. What'd you say?
$4,500. He
okay.
said that.
Is it
you
not
know,
in there?
It's, I haven't seen, that contract came.
It is, I couldn't remember.
It is in
okay.
there.
It is in there.
Yes.
And so
I couldn't remember
he asked her to put it in. I haven't seen it since it's been revised.
Okay, so, okay.
We had a contract with her and it went out on July 1st, so.
Well, I see that the $4,500 in Mr. Cotty's recommendations, but I'm not seeing it in the contract now that I look at it.
Move to approve the contract buying between Taney County and Virtual Concepts contingent upon the addition of the $4,500 limit included.
Second.
Or added.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Board appointments, 911 and BEZ.
Do you have the applicants right there?
On the EEZ board appointments, there are two that wish to
remain on the board.
If you give those names, we'll, I'd be willing to approve those individuals. Yes. Chet Dixon and Brad Cope for 4-year terms.
Did you make that motion?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the other is a recommendation from 911.
Yeah.
There is a board member.
And I've talked to him. He's pretty familiar with a lot of the. So move to appoint Chris Gaut, G-A-U-T.
I'll second the motion. No, there was no other applicants.
No other applicants, yeah, to the 911 board.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Be a number of years on it. She's wanting to know.
I'm looking right now for you. actually a to take over for a resignation, so it'd be to finish out Ryan Melton's term. And I'd have to get that for you, Jan.
See next on the agenda, John Deere tractor insurance discussion.
Danny, we talked about this, I believe, when you were gone. I kind of wanted your opinion on it so that... I figured you'd want to weigh in on this because we didn't want to accept something and you not be happy with it.
Do you want to kind of give me a breakdown and fill in on it?
It's what the insurance companies are... Go ahead, Randy.
That first sheet there you see on there is what the insurance companies want to give us for the damaged tractor. The bottom figure is what I'm recommending going for. But when I brought this up to you guys previously, you guys wanted to wait and find out what is our tractor actually worth. So we contacted John Deere to find out what that style of tractor, that size, comparable. And so some sheets back in there show you some comparable numbers of what them tractors are worth. And with ours, with that many hours, I'm going to say they're fairly close to what it's worth.
So do we want to keep the tractor for parts or anything, or
no,
just let her go? And
we're going to keep the mower, and they're giving us money to remove the mower. We're going to keep the mower attachment for parts, but we don't want anything to do with the tractor. Let it go, because if it we try to use some parts that inadvertently, we're not going to tell where they're damaged. Okay. We might cause problems with other vehicles. So.
And as far as any other issues with insurance,
if we tried to keep it and repair it, it's going to cost us way more.
Not
than
even that, just
wicked. So,
I guess there's no claim against the individual at all. But our employee has claims against the individual if he wants to. Okay.
I don't have any problem with it. I know we had a busted axle casing, and looked at it the other day while I was at Rowan Bridge Barn. I don't have any problem going ahead and moving it for the insurance.
Last week we didn't have the knowledge that you just gave us about.
No, we went back and done some more research and talked with John Deere people, and looking at this, what is it?
So which option is it that
We want the insurance company to pay us for the tractor. They take the salvage tractor. We want to keep it there because we're going to have to get rid of it some way, and it's basically worthless to us.
So not the owner retained, but the settlement offer of $10,928?
Yes.
Okay. Move to accept the offer by Nationwide. I kind of want to sing the song with it. in the amount of $10,928.74, as presented in Exhibit A with today's date.
I'll second that motion. I want to ask you a question on it. Do we have when we receive these funds, are you applying that already to a new tractor that we're going to have to bid, or is it?
We'll have to bid out for a new tractor, and I want to get one, a tractor with a mower installed on it. We're going to use this mower. We can't see any damage to the mower attachment itself. We're going to use it. They wanted to use it for parts on some of our other mowers of that same type. We've got three others. So
But you're going to go out for bid.
I want to go out for bid for shortly. It's going to take a while to get one. That way we'll have one for next season. I doubt we get one this late in the year for this season unless they can get one pretty quick. But we won't know until we bid. But it's up to you guys. If you.
That's a separate issue. I went ahead and made that Exhibit A. Okay. That way it's there. Email to us from the insurance company. There's no.
Just call for the vote, Mike, and we'll be moving on then.
Okay, then. We have a second. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. We're going to adjourn for ups, or, yeah. We're going to be doing daily staff review and.
Going to recess to go upstairs.
Recess upstairs.